Helen, I told you I can't talk to you right now.
All right, Jazz Daddy. Will you come over and play with me? First I played with Dad, then Mommy came, and I played with Mommy. We played, Daddy. We had an awful good time. Now I want to play with you.
What did you do? What did you do?
Sit down, Hooks.
Sit.
me are Jack and Jerry Briscoe, former World's Tag Team Champions two times, former World's Heavyweight Champions. They've done a whole lot of stuff, and here they are as a tag team again, and they're supposed to be in the pink, but we have our own tag team champions of Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch, who are the current tag team champions, and they are in the pink, and I'm just trying to think what kind of training theory is. You think you're washed up, that's what I'm saying to you.
Well, Mr. Piper, you, of course, should know that we're not washed up. You know, Briscoe brothers, we've always thrived on one thing, being the predominant champions in wrestling, Piper. That's what it's all about. We, my brother and I, have wrestled for years.
How are you going to wrestle these fellas, man?
We know holds. We've perfected holds for the last few years.
Holds, just hold on for a second. You know holds. I know all kinds of holds. What kind of a hold are you going to use on guys this big, man?
Well, we got a special hold, Mr. Piper, called the Briscoe Brothers Frame Rack. And I...
Well, wait a second. The Briscoe Brothers Frame Rack. Let me see this, then. Hey, can you put the Briscoe... Wait a second. Come here. Stand up. Come here. Let me just see something. Come here. Hold on to this just for 1 second, please. You put it on, but as soon as I pat you, if I think that it's going to work, as soon as I pat you, you let go. As soon as I pat you, let go.
I'm not taking any responsibility for any injury that you might occur in this hole, so you just...
Go ahead. Okay, wait. I got a hold, and it works just fine. Let me try mine.
Let me go.
So I jump ship in Hong Kong, and I make my way over to Tibet, and I get on as a looper at a course over there in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper. Jack. So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga La Gunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me.
You got the chill.
Your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2 or run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Sturmey. Destroying a ploy when you're rhyming the void. Never sweating your girl, YP, cause she's a schizoid. When I'm on a scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax. Maintain them C's while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
Personal computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses up, make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step. make them sound deaf to retain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with New Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. For all those underwear, it means rest in peace. Cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's. No doubt the chief rocker, don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill.
Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC Undertaker, the one that likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols packing. The P&D, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBoss.
No shorts.
Another one! Oh! 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 O unbelievable. Not one, but two. Two of them. Unbelievable. Hats off to The Rock. Gotta give it to him. He's a WWF champ.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. You'll be on your way. Then, my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, I'll be all alone. Any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Any day now, love will let me down. I know I shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay until you're gone forever. I'll be holding on for dear life, holding you this way, begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll come home. Then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Any day now, love will let me down. You won't be around. Any day now, any day now. Don't fly away, my beautiful bird. Don't fly away, my beautiful bird. Any day now.
You just wait a second.
God damn it. If you don't do something about it, I will.
Lindsay will do something about it.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Oh.
Lindsay.
What?
Just stop and talk about this for a second.
What?
Bringing that thing into my rig. With all that's going on up in the world, you bring a nuclear weapon in here?
Mrs. Bateman.
Does this strike anyone as particularly psychotic, or is it just me?
Mrs. Bateman, you don't need to know the details of our operation. It's better if you don't.
You're right. I don't need to know. What I need to know is that thing is off this rig. Do you hear me, Roger Ramjet?
You're becoming a serious impediment to our mission. Now, you either do an about-face, walk out of here, or I'll have you escorted out.
I will not do an about-face and get out of here.
Who the hell do you think you're talking?
Whoa, whoa. Emergency, man, it's through me, emergency! Everybody, move it! I'm the devil!
Now, now! In here, come on! We can't travel now, come on!
What's going on?
All right.
What's up?
All right, you let her go, man, do it. Do it now!
Let her go.
The smartest thing you ever did.
Coffee, you
Lindsay!
Stupid!
cool it.
What's the problem?
Nothing. We were just leaving, weren't we?
We don't need them. We can't trust them. We may have to take steps. We're gonna have to take steps.
A parking lot viper alone in a dream, a fabulous disaster of an underground queen. She never took no for an answer, never took no for an answer. Carnivorous lovers can sometimes be fooled, crashing to earth as they reach for the moon. And never take no for an answer, never take no for an answer. Break up your troubles, throw them away. We'll sleep on the train that's leaving today. And never take no for an answer, never take no for an answer.
I was going to talk about something that's very serious, and I hope no one gets offended. I want to talk about fucking. And sometimes I talk about it, and a lot of people in the audience don't know what I mean. So would you raise your hand if you don't know what fucking is, so we can watch your ass when you leave here? There's not enough fucking going on in America. Americans, Reagan get in, you stop fucking. We fucked when Carter was in, we fucked all the time. There wasn't nothing else to do. Hey, let's fuck. President making a speech, let's fuck. Reagan in, now everybody listen to this motherfucker. We can't fuck now. I say, get them last few fucks in now. See, I know one of the advantages, like when you're in show business, the little extra treat you get is that you get pussy. And no, you know the great pussy drought of the 50s? I was caught up in that motherfucker. I'm talking about, I discovered masturbating by accident. I'm not lying, I was about 10, I was in the tub. And that's when you used to have to hold your dick with two fingers. I mean, you remember when you was little like that? Right, I was in the tub, and I said, hey, I'm on to something here. I bet Dad don't know about this. And then when you was young, remember, man, right, we didn't come or nothing. You just made that funny feeling. You know, yeah, who are you? First time I came, ejaculated, scared the fuck out of me, man. I thought something was wrong, right? I was with this woman, I said, look at the fuck you done there. About an hour later, though, I was back, I'm like, can you do it again? Women are so cool about sex. They like it as much as we do, but they can be cooler. What do you say, you want to fuck?
No.
And they go home, have all that electrical equipment. Oh. I can't get off behind that long shit. Nothing. I remember one time I got some Playboy bunny pussy. I thought I was in the big time. Going home with a Playboy bunny. You dig? We was gonna have a nice little midnight snack. I went to her apartment and her apartment was bad. It was one of them apartments that if I don't get the pussy, I can fuck this couch. And we started talking and she had seen my act. She said, oh, I really like the way you do those little kids in your act. That's great. Can you talk like a little kid? You say, what, now? Yeah, just do a little. I feel funny. I mean, okay, just like, you mean like when I do this, like that? She said, yeah. I said, you like that, huh? And she started taking off clothes. And the more clothes she took off, the younger I got. When she got to her panties, I was on the floor talking about, mama, mama. She gave birth to me about 9:30.
Oh,
He said he hates The Rock and he's going to win the Royal Rumble in the the people will have to cheer him.
Nobody could go one-on-one, face-to-face, man-to-man with a Big Show and survive. The Rock is seconds away from being eliminated here. It's over now, King.
Oh, goodbye, Rock. I told you I'm picking the Big Show.
The Big Show is toying with the Rock.
He's picking the side. Here he goes.
Oh, the Big Show's over. The Rock has won the Rumble.
Ready?
Yeah.
With a solution, we're gonna take it to the overload. Rebel radical retribution, we're here to get what we are owed. I think my head is gonna explode. I think my head is gonna explode, yeah. I think my brain is gonna overload. I think my head is gonna explode, yeah.
Without them, the science of criminal investigation is nothing more than a guessing game. You listen to me, Hercule, and you will learn something. Now then, the facts in this case are: the body of the chauffeur was found in the bedroom of the second maid. Fact. Cause of death? 4 bullets in the chest. Fact. The bullets were fired at close range from a .25 caliber Beretta automatic. Fact. Maria Gambrelli was discovered with the murder weapon in her hand. Fact. The murder weapon was registered in the name of the deceased Miguel Ostos and was kept, mark you, in the glove compartment of the Ballon Rolls-Royce. Fact. Now then, members of the household staff have testified that Miguel Ostos beat... Careful, you fool, you've broken my pointing stick. I've got nothing to point with now. Have testified that Miguel Ostos beat Maria Gambrelli frequently. And now finally comes the sworn statement of Monsieur and Madame Ballon, as well as all the members of the staff, each of them with perfect alibis. Now then, Hercule, what is the inescapable conclusion?
Maria Gambrelli killed the chauffeur.
What? You idiot! Impossible! She's protecting someone.
How do you know that?
Instinct!
But the facts?
You are forgetting the most important fact. Motive.
He beat her.
He was Spanish.
He tore her dress off.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Would you kill somebody who tore your dress off?
No, I suppose not.
No, of course not.
Should talk about it. I don't want to sound melodramatic, but it's something that's been known to give a few people second thoughts about the job.
I'm intrigued.
I don't suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970?
I don't believe they did.
Well, my predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. And he had a good employment record. good references, and from what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and he killed his family with an axe. Stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and then he put both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth. Police, they thought that it was what the old-timers used to call cabin fever, kind of claustrophobic reaction which can occur when people are shut in together over long periods of time.
Well, that is quite a story.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's still hard for me to believe it actually happened here. But it did. And I think you can appreciate why I wanted to tell you about it.
I certainly can, and I also understand why your people in Denver left it for you to tell me.
Well, obviously, I mean, some people can be put off by the idea of staying alone at a place where something like that actually happened.
Well, you can rest assured, Mr. Ullman, that's not going to happen with me. And as far as my wife is concerned, I'm sure she'll be absolutely fascinated when I tell her about it. She's a confirmed ghost story and horror film addict.
Tony, do you think Dad'll get the job? He already did. He's gonna phone Wendy up in a few minutes to tell her.
Hello?
Hi, babe.
Hi, hon. How's it going?
Great. Look, I'm at the hotel, and I still have an awful lot to go through. I don't think I could get home before 9 or 10.
Sounds like you got the job.
Right. It's a beautiful place. You and Danny are going to love it.
Tony, why don't you want to go to the hotel? I don't know. You do too, no. No, come on, tell me. Don't want to. Please. No. Come on, Tony, tell me.
Everybody's thinking if corruption rules the day. Hot young men should come and blow them all away. Los Angeles, I eat them all, they run the show. There's somewhere else where I can go. To the daylight, where the night's light, raining, feeling alright. Why was I born? Why was I born? Why was I born? I don't care what you have, I don't care who you are. You sit up there, you think you're bigger than the star. He gave you everything, a reason just to feel. There's nothing you've got to give.